Welcome back, all my friends, to Sunday Grass, an interview highlight special. On February 1st, 2024, I had the pleasure of interviewing Amanda McCaslin of McCaslin Blue from Portland, Tennessee. We went into her new recording and her album. I hope you enjoy this interview with her as much as I did. You can find all of her. You can find her at McCaslin Blue on Spotify, and it is McCaslin Blue or www.mccaslinblue.com. If you'd like to come on the Sunday Grass Show and be a guest, you can follow Sunday Grass at the Linktree/Sunday Grass. Under the link tree, there is a calendar for booking a show. There is a comment section. If you'd love to send me a comment and tell me something that you enjoyed about the show, I would love to hear that. And also there, you can buy me a cup of coffee. All tips go towards Sunday Grass show promotion. And most importantly, they help keep the Sunday Grass host caffeinated. We're going to go in to the live interview with Amanda McCaslin, and thanks as always for your support for the Sunday Grass Show. McCaslin Blue is a country singer-songwriter with influences that range from Marty Robbins to Gillian Wench. Her fingerstyle guitar playing complements her bluesy voice as she delivers story-driven songs about the Wild West, love, heartbreak, and her own life. She released her first single, and we just listened to the title track off that album, Wild Woman, and it was released in 2022. We'd like to welcome to Station Head, Amanda of McCaslin Blue. Good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm good. I just finished doing a live stream, and now I'm happy to be here.
So where are you located?
So I'm in Portland, Tennessee. It's like 40 minutes north of Nashville.
Okay. So do you travel up to Nashville and do shows there, or do you mainly stick in the Portland area, or do you go all around?
So we play in like bars and pubs around here. So mm-hmm. There's a place called Clarksville that is about an hour west of us, and we play there a lot. There's a lot of pubs and distilleries there. Mm-hmm. And then we do play in Nashville. There's not a lot of paid gigs, so when we do play, it's like a writer's round where we're with other songwriters and we just play our songs for free.
So your newest single, correct me, Not Bad for a Kid from the Ozark Hills, I'm gonna go into it next, so tell us a little bit about your newest single.
Yeah, so that one, so I lost my grandfather, who I was close with, a couple months ago in November.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. So the song starts with his father, who I also grew up with. So I grew up with, they're all passed now, but I grew up with all four grandparents and my great-grandfather.
Oh, nice.
And my great-grandfather lived two houses down from me, and he'd come over and pick oranges off our trees back in Bakersfield, California. Mm. And so I grew up with him, and he was, you know, very sharp, and mm-hmm. he was just another grandpa I had. And so it's basically his story, and then through the generations. So it's him. He grew up in the Ozarks in Missouri in Berry County. I think the town he grew up in was Aurora. And so he grew up there, and he hopped a train and made it all the way out to California. And it's just kind of the story of, like, if had he never hopped that train, you know, I wouldn't be where I am now. And so it's just kind of just the story of
the choices
he made and how it influenced the rest of the generation, sort of.
So this is McCaslin's Blue newest single, Not Bad for a Kid from the Ozark Hills.
Dream. to go follow McCaslin Blue on Spotify, Instagram, and everywhere. It's McCaslin, McCaslin Blue. Mm-hmm. And that you're pretty much everywhere. And you have a webpage too, right?
Yeah, it's just McCaslinBlue.com. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much McCaslin Blue across the board, wherever you want to find me.
Yeah, and that's smart. That's the best way to do it, right?
It's trying to make it as easy as possible.
And so tell us about the blue truck on the album cover.
So my papa, he painted everything a certain shade of blue. So he was a farmer, and he also had a little trucking yard, and he painted all his 18-wheelers this really pretty dark blue. And at the time, no one painted their trucks like that, so they really stood out. And so he got a lot of business just because his truck stood out. Mm-hmm. And then it just became his favorite color, and he painted everything that shade of blue, and the painter just ended up calling it McCaslin Blue. And I've always loved that story, so I ended up naming my music project McCaslin Blue. And it's also, you know, McCaslin's my last name, so it fits.
I just love that story. Do you want to tell us about Forget Me? I was going to go into that one.
Yeah, so that's that song was kind of an experiment. I'm really proud of it, but I kind of wanted to Wild Woman had a little moment on TikTok. Some homesteaders found it and they used it for their like gardening and homestead videos.
Oh,
as like background music. And it didn't go like viral, but like for me, it went viral, you know?
Yeah.
And so I got it, you know, it got me quite a few listens and I was really happy about that. And then I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see if I go a little more mainstream and go like more country rock just to see
how it goes.
If that does anything, how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of wrote a breakup song, basically. And it's kind of just about wishing whoever was in your life, whoever meant a lot to you, just would just forget that you exist. Like you're just sick of this person. You just wish that they didn't,
yeah.
You know, they didn't think of you anymore. And so I had it produced for like sync and radio and things like that. And the song's sort of an experiment for me, but I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, I love all of it. But I did notice, like you said, a little bit of a different feel to it. It was more Americana, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought, like the newer Americana sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to go into Forget Me by McCaslin Blue, and then we'll be back. Thanks for coming tonight, awesome. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice showing.
Forget my face. Don't come around here trying to play this game. Just let me go. And does she know that you still call when you're all alone? 'Cause I've been doing all right for myself. Just making sure that I am good and well. I hear things ain't the same since I left town. I bet you never thought I'd stand my ground. Forget my name, forget my face. Don't come around here trying to play this game. Just let me go, and does she know that you still call when you're old? No, it ain't my fault the way things went. If you ever really loved me at all, don't come around here trying to play this game. Just let me go. And does she know that you still know when you're all alone. Just pretend we never met. Let it burn out like a cigarette. I ain't your friend from way back when, and I ain't going through this again.
Forget me. McCaslin Blue. So I was going to ask about the Wild Woman album. So what was your feeling around that album when you put that together?
So we were in the transitional period of moving across the country, and there's just a lot of emotions and things like that. And so I ended up writing a little EP, and it's funny because I'm fairly new to songwriting, or well, I wrote a lot as a kid, and then I came back to it as an adult. Like I went to school for music. I never stopped playing guitar and things like that, but I singing and writing songs is something I've kind of recently picked up again, and I've had to teach myself all over again. And so when I look back, even though it's only been a couple of years, I feel like I've grown a lot as a writer since that EP. And I'm, you know, it was the best I could do at that time. So I'm still proud of it, but I'm really excited to release a lot of new music, because I think my writing has matured a lot since then.
Yeah. Well, who do you think were your, so who did you listen to growing up? Who was your influences?
So Neil Young was probably my favorite songwriter, and I saw him live, and he was amazing. And he's also Gillian Welch. She is my hero. So I like country, but I also like just real punchy Western cowboy poetry music too, like Marty Robbins and Gillian Welch even has a foot in the door with that. And I love that. And that's not always something I can play out, because not everyone likes that, but that's, my heart's there.
Huge Marty Robbins fan. Love them. Love him. Yeah. I love a lot of the old Western style stuff that he did. That's my jam. That's my jam. So we're going to go into a couple off the Wild Woman album, and then I think we'll go into one by Gillian Welch before we come back. We're going to go into Buried Bones. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that before we go into it?
Yeah, so it's kind of, it's this sort of story of sort of like running away, like fall in love with someone and their parent, mom or dad or whatever. In this story, it's the mom, you know, doesn't like you back. So you're just like, well, I'm going to marry him anyway. And, you know, do whatever you're going to do anyway. So it's just kind of that story. I had that line, fell in love with a boy, but his mama shot me down. And I remember thinking of that, and I was like, oh, I should do something with that. So I ended up writing that song.
I love that line. We're going to go into Buried Bones by McCaslin Blue.
Start a brand new life and get the hell away, making me bones, buried bones, buried bones, where secrets that have long since gone cold. Buried bones, there are stories that are better left untold. Buried bones, where secrets that have long since gone cold. Buried bones, there are stories that are better left untold.
No dust left, scatter my remains among the rest. Find me a spot where the devils don't go. Underneath the stars I'll be at home. Don't you break no bread. Those that held my hand can know I'm dead. Find me a spot where the devils don't go. Underneath the stars I'll be be at home. Stars, I'll be at home.